Discipline of Silence. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Discipline of Silence. All of us are familiar with noise. Noise is an everyday activity in our life that takes our attention and demands us to pay attention to what's going on and to listen to what's going on. And as strange as it may seem, it's not very nice, really. Noise is something that is clutter and activity that we are giving our attention to. Now, where do we find noise? Noise is in the outer. Noise is what goes on in the world. Noise is all those activities that take place. We say the rustling of the leaves. Yes, that's noise. We say listening to a symphony concert. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of noise. Talking with each other. Now that's continual noise. As we talk with one another, we are talking a lot of noise. No matter what we're doing, we're making noise. And the noise is a distraction from who we really are. If we can learn to direct our attention inwardly, in the quietness of our heart, in the quietness of our inner mind, and boy, our mind is noisy, because the outer world is a reflection of what's going on in our mind. And our mind is so busy, so filled with activities, So it's so necessary, it seems, that we have to have noise. It just has to be something to keep us company. And that's what noise is. It's just something to keep us company. Now, the discipline of silence teaches us another aspect of our being. As noise or sound or attitudes or activities are seemingly important to our life, when we go to that silent place within and we listen to the allness within, we listen to the divinity within, certain magic takes place in our world, in our awareness. Now, in this magic, in this wonderment, in this wonderment that takes place within, what's happening? What sort of things are going on within us? What sort of things are taking place? Well, I would venture to say that most people do not have the experience of going in meditation, going within. Oh, we've all had our quiet moments, but even in our quiet moments, our mental attitude is so busy that the noise of life continually impinges upon our attitude. Can we learn to listen within? Can we learn to go within? Can we learn to be at peace within? And while being at peace within, can we find our inner divinity? Can we find our inner awareness? Can we find our inner truth? That's quite something, isn't it? How do we find it? How do we find the peace that passeth all understanding? How do we find the relaxation from the tension of everyday life? How do we find peace? Well, this takes a very simple but a very definite discipline. Whenever we see anything that disturbs us, we just say, peace. Whenever we see anything that is upsetting, we say, peace. When we hear noises that are too loud, or noises that are disturbing, or noises that are just noise, we say peace. And when we turn to that peace within us, the noise ceases. The noise goes away, and we are peace. We are no longer disturbed by anything in the outer when we begin to say peace. The discipline of saying peace, though, is something that we have to train ourselves in. It is something that we have to make ourselves understand that this is a choice. It's not a matter that it comes to everyone. It certainly is there for everyone, but it is a choice. Do we want to be people who listen to noise? Do we want noise to be our criteria in life? Or do we want peace to be our criterion? And of course, most would say, well, we want both. We want to be able to talk. We want to be able to listen to music. We want to be able to create music. We want to be able to hear the wind as it rustles through the trees. We want to hear the ocean as it's lapping on the shore of the beach. We want to hear all of the wonderful concert-type sounds that are all around us. Well, it's a matter of what we hear it through. Do we hear it through our outer self, or do we hear it through our inner self? When I listen to a classical piece of music, and I listen through it to the outer, as I listen to it through the outer, it has a lot of reverberations that are unpleasant. When I listen to a piece of classical music, and I listen in the inner, all of the modulations of my inner self, of my inner heart, of my inner soul, blend that music into its perfect balance. Blend that music into its perfect piece. No audio system could ever do such a thing so beautifully. No stereo system could ever unite the sounds in such a harmonious way as my inner does. The discipline of silence makes everything that we do in its ultimate form. The discipline of silence brings everything to our ears and to our mind and to our heart in such a way that we are in charge. The sounds do not overwhelm us. The sounds do not make us feel anxiety or worry or concern or even pleasure, because we listen within. In that discipline of silence, we are aware of the nuances that the music is and can be and always will shine forth. We are aware of the nuances of each person who speaks to us and our own voice, and how our voice responds to our universe, and what sort of joy our voice modulates out into the world. Yes. If we'd stop and think about that, we would do some very serious training of our voice, do some very serious training of how we want to be heard, how we want the world to understand us. Do we want to speak, so to speak, with the voice of God? Well, is the voice of God some dynamic, forceful God speaking? Or is the voice of God a mellow, gentle, kind voice? Is the voice of love a strident voice, I want you? Or is the voice of love, I love you. I am happy to be in your presence. Whenever I'm around you, I feel heaven has surely been right with me all the time, because where you are, there bliss is. Now, what is the voice of love? What is the voice of heaven? What is the voice of God? What is your voice? What's my voice? In the discipline of silence, we find that voice and we share that voice outwardly, and we care lovingly, positively, who and what we are. What do we want to listen to? If we listen within, if we listen to the divine within, we will hear such magic and such wonderment that it'll just delight ourselves to an amazing degree. Accept this as a possibility. Accept this as a reality for you today. I accept it as a reality for me all the time. I live in the discipline of silence. And living in the discipline of silence is the most joyous experience I could ever know. And I would share it with you every moment of my life. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.